Now, I have a friend whom I met by chance, a young Buddhist monk from Tibet. You know, in 1959, the communists crashed down and bombed the palace of the Dalai Lama, bombarded Lhasa, and people murdered and all that kind of thing. And the escape, he escaped at the time of the Dalai Lama. And those monasteries, I mean, there were monasteries with 5,000 monks, 6,000 monks, all wiped out, tortured, and everything else. I haven't heard one word of incrimination of the Chinese from that young man. There is absolutely no condemnation of the Chinese here. And you hear this from the Dalai Lama himself. Yeah. You will not hear a word of condemnation. This recognition of the way of life through which that vitality of the spirit is moving in its own way. I mean, these men are sufferers of terrific violence, and there's no animosity. I learned religion from that.
Do most of the stories of mythology from whatever culture say that suffering is intrinsically a part of life and that there's no way around it?
I think I'd be willing to say that they do. I can't think of anything now that says if you're going to live, you won't suffer. It'll tell you how to understand and bear and interpret suffering. That it will do. And when the Buddha says there is escape from suffering, the escape from sorrow is nirvana. Nirvana is a psychological position where you are untouched by desire and fear.
But is that realistic? Does that happen?
Yes, certainly.
And your life becomes what?
Harmonious, well-centered, and affirmative of life.
Even with suffering?
Exactly. There's a passage in Paul's epistle to the Philippians, isn't there? Be as Christ, for Christ did not think godhood something to be hung on to be clung to, but let go and came down and took life in the form of a servant even unto death. Let's say, come in and accept the suffering and affirm it.